on clearing the clutter inside and out, we are tackling energetic clutter by releasing other people's energy. Have you ever met someone and wanted to immediately take a shower? Did someone speak sweetly, but it felt like daggers being thrown instead? Do you find yourself complaining when in the company of certain people? Let's clear some energetic clutter as we continue our month focusing on 10-minute tips to declutter your life.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
It's summer for most of my listeners. Like me, you probably would rather be at the pool, on a vacation, hanging out in nature, or relaxing and soaking up some sun. Just because summer is in full swing, you don't have to kick your entire clearing your clutter routine to the curb. July was such a hit last year, I decided to do it again, focusing on new 10-minute tips for clutter-free living. You can check out last year's July episodes for more fast tips to declutter your life. Do you pay attention to how you feel around other people? Are you aware if you feel uncomfortable in a crowd? Were you in a great mood and see a friend and all of a sudden become sad? Being aware of other people's energy can support you in releasing unwanted clutter from your life. Some thoughts about energy. I know that energetic clutter might be a weird concept for some people. The example I like to use is if you've ever walked into a room right after people have fought, you can usually feel the tension in the air. Or if you have a really cluttered room and you clear the clutter, you can feel the difference. To your physical senses, energy is real and can be perceived. Emotions and physical sensations are energy that can move from one person to another. People can throw energy at you, energy can stick to you, and be blended with others' energy. You can also release energy. Learning to feel your own energy. If you aren't very familiar with energy, I would start by becoming more aware of your own energy. People can feel energy in different ways. I feel energy through the palm of my hands. I start to feel a swirling sensation. I also sometimes feel strong sensations in my body, which is known as clairsentience. Other ways people can feel energy is through seeing, clairvoyance, hearing, clairaudience, smelling, clairscent, touching, notice psychometry or clairtangency, emotions, clairempathy, and tasting, known as clairgustance. I recommend sitting quietly with your eyes closed. Take a deep breath. Place your open palms facing each other. Play around by pushing energy back and forth or wiggling your fingers and play around with energy. Ask to feel an emotion like anger or happiness. Ask to be shown what stuck energy feels like, as well as free-flowing. Be open and have fun. I also like to check in with my body. Recently, I have had a lot of low back pain in the coccyx area. I ask my body what it is feeling and what it needs to release. Once you have a sense of your energy and how to check it, you can have a better sense where there is energy in your field that doesn't belong to you. Pay attention. Take an inventory of the people in your life. Start beginning to notice how you feel around different people. At work, notice if your stomach clenches when a coworker comes to your desk. Do you feel tired or overwhelmed all of a sudden? Is there someone you dread talking to on the phone or Skyping with because you know you will feel drained afterwards? When you hang out with friends, do you feel happy and energized? When one person comes around, does the energy seem to shift and change? When out and about, how do others' energies feel? Can you notice anything? Letting go of other people's energy. Once you have a sense of your energy and other people's energy, come up with a game plan to release the energetic clutter. Here are some suggestions. Walk away, especially if something really feels off. Don't worry about offending someone. If you need to get away from someone's energy, do it. Shield yourself. There are lots of different ways to do this, but you can imagine yourself surrounded by gold light or in white light that encompasses your energy field. Set boundaries. Maybe you need to take a break from a friend. Maybe you need your coworker to back up and give you more space. Figure out what you need and then do it. Sage. I love using sage to change the energy of a room as well. If I feel really strong energy on me, I like to use sage. Called a smudge stick, I use it all over my body. Sound. Everything is energy, and you can use sound to release energy. I have a Tibetan bowl I use. I've had some sound healings done before, and it's one of the most fascinating experiences I've ever had. Use sound to release others' energy. Essential oils. I've been learning to use essential oils more. Create a combination of smells you love and then spritz all over your body. Nature. I love the energy in nature. If I'm having a bad day and can go to nature, I do. The energy feels better, and I always feel energy removed from me when in nature. I like to hug a tree and ask it to remove all my negative energy. They've recently done some studies that hugging trees can support you.
Have you decluttered but still aren't organized? Have you purchased duplicates because you couldn't find what you already owned? Are you tired of spending hours looking for things? Our Organize Your Life classes focus on specific topics and teach you easy to implement organizing tips as well as suggestions on how to clear clutter. Ready to get organized and simplify your life? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com for more information.
As I like to say, Google is your friend. Spend some time researching and see what others do. Talk to people you know. See how they handle other people's energetic clutter. Make it fun. Try things out and see what works for you. With a game plan and being more aware, you'll be less susceptible to the energy of others. Empath. An empath is a person who is capable of feeling the emotions of others despite the fact that they themselves are not going through the same situation. I will be doing a future show that goes into this more fully, but wanted to mention it here. While most of us get a feeling or sensation, it affects an empath at a deeper level. If you are really affected by other people's energy, you may want to start learning more about being an empath. Takeaways from today's podcast. People can feel energy in different ways. Sensations in the body, seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, emotions, and tasting. Begin to play with energy and get to know how your own energy feels to you. Place your open palms facing each other. Push energy back and forth, or wiggle your fingers and play around with the energy. Ask to feel an emotion. Ask to be shown what stuck energy feels like, as well as free flowing. Once you have a better sense of your energy and how others' energy feels, come up with a game plan to release energetic clutter. This may include walking away, using sage, energetically shielding yourself, or being in nature. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.